Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board-certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome back to the Autism Helper Podcast. Today we're going to talk about five things that likely won't work for decreasing challenging behaviors. These are things that I see used time and time again in classrooms, in parenting, in clinical practice, and they're used not because we're bad teachers or bad parents, it's used because we're frustrated, we're burnt out, we're overwhelmed, we sometimes don't know what else to use. And then we're going to give some ideas of what we can use instead. So the first one is an obvious one, but again, we fall into this trap. The first thing that will not work for decreasing challenging behaviors is punishment alone. The problem with punishment is it does not teach or address the missing skills. When we see a challenging behavior, when we see a student shouting out in class, when we see a student shutting down and putting his head down on the table during the whole class period, when we see a student running out of the room or engaging in aggression, all of these behaviors are indicating a missing skill. These students are missing skills that are needed to meet classroom expectations. And guess what? Punishing these behaviors, yelling at them, giving time out, kicking them out of class, will not teach those missing skills. It may work in the moment, and that's kind of the problem with punishment, is it might give you the immediate reaction or consequence that you want. If a student is hitting another student and you yell, you're like, stop it, they might stop hitting them, right? So your behavior of yelling is reinforced, right? Let's think about this behavior analytically. Your behavior of yelling is reinforced. So next time you see someone hitting, you're going to yell, right? Because you think, oh, that worked. But the problem is doing this time and time again doesn't really address this root issue that, hey, maybe this child is hitting someone because he's missing communication skills. It's not getting to the root issue. It's not teaching those missing communication skills. Those missing emotional control skills, emotional regulation skills, flexibility skills, whatever's going on there. So those negative behaviors are going to continue. They may actually get worse. Or that behavior might stop in one setting, but not in another. So even though it might seem like it's working, it's really not going to. So punishment alone. Number two, what will not work for decreasing challenging behaviors? Class-wide policies without exception. And this is sometimes hard when I do trainings on behavior for like a whole school or a whole district. And I've got everyone. I've got the gen ed teachers, special ed teachers. I've got clinicians. I've got specials teachers. These are actually my favorite audiences. I want everyone. When I talk to administrators on booking me for a session, I'm like, they're like, who should we send? I'm like, send me everyone, guys. They're like, do you have a cap? I'm like, no cap. Everyone. I want everyone. I want everyone to hear the same content. It's not just for one group. And I always know what session I'm going to do. Practical behavior approach. That's for everyone. But people have a hard time with this one because people struggle with the exceptions. They're like, well, if I do it for this kid, I've got to do it for everyone. Do you? Is that how life works? I think we can, in our classrooms, create cultures where we account for differences in learning styles, in needs, with different approaches, right? That's how life is. Life's not fair, right? Like, I say this to my kids all the time. We utilize different strategies with different kids, and that's okay. But we have to establish that culture in our classrooms. Blanket class-wide policies that don't account for individual needs, individual skill sets, functions of behavior, histories of trauma, histories of learning needs are not going to work ever. We have to make exceptions. The word exceptions is kind of troublesome for me because it sounds like, oh, they're an exception to the rule. Well, really, it's just that like that rule doesn't work. We don't need a rule. We just need a different strategy for them. They need a different strategy. Everyone needs their own strategy. Everyone needs their own set of expectations. We just need an accommodation. We need an adjustment, not really an exception. They don't have an exception. They just have a different approach. But we have to establish that culture. And in classrooms where we have great rapport with students, and we establish this culture of like, we all have different learning styles, we all have different learning needs, we all have different strategies and approaches, kids don't push back on that. They don't. But if you don't have good rapport and you don't set that culture, those are the classrooms where kids are like, hey, wait a minute, why does he get that? Those are the classrooms where kids push back.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
But if from day one, you have great rapport with all students and you establish that readily, and you've set up this culture where we have different learning strategies and styles, and we have different approaches with everyone, kids don't push back. And then we are able to apply those accommodations for everyone. All right, number three, not addressing the root issue. I mean, really, that was kind of what strategies one and two were. But you will never truly reduce a problem behavior if you never get to the root issue of what's going on. As I said with strategy number one, a problem behavior is indicating a missing skill. We look at the expectations in a classroom or in a home setting. We expect our students to greet us when we walk in. We expect them to put their backpacks away. We expect them to sit down, to check their schedule, whatever it is. We have different sets of expectations. When they don't meet those expectations, that looks like problem behavior, right? They fall to the floor, they throw their backpack, they don't get started on their work, they need prompting to check their schedule. All of those are considered problem behaviors. It's because there are missing skills that are getting in the way of them meeting those expectations. If we never do the work of figuring out what those missing skills are and then teach those missing skills, the problem behaviors never go away. And guys, that's hard. It's hard to do that work of figuring out like, hey, this is really an issue of emotional regulation and I've got to work on building emotional regulation skills. This is an issue of sustained attention. I've got to work on sustained attention and work endurance. That's hard. It's easier to throw the labels, for sure. It's easier to just be like, you know what? He's non-compliant. Done. I walk away. Oh, he's lazy. He just doesn't care. He's never going to do it. When I throw those labels, it's a lot easier because the work is done for me. I wipe my hands and I walk away. But instead, if I do the work of figuring out what's going on, it's a lot harder. So if we want to make real behavior change, we've got to figure out what's going on. So we've got to figure out what those missing skills are and then work on building up those missing skills. This brings us right into number 4. So once we figure out what the root issue is, we've got to teach the root issue, right? So it really is all about that can't do or won't do. Is it an issue of skills or is it an issue of motivation? And if you can figure out what is missing here, is it a missing skill or a missing reinforcer? And you can put that into place, you are going to be on the right track to effectively reducing and honestly eliminating the problem behavior. But you've got to do that work that we did in number 3 and then address that issue. And if you don't do that, as we said, we're never going to make that progress. So it's teaching that skill or adding in that reinforcer. And if we don't do that whole process, that skill, that behavior is never going to go away. Strategy number 5 that will not work to reduce challenging behavior is only using reactive interventions. So reactive interventions are what we do basically after a behavior. So we react, right? A behavior happens and we react. If we rely only on reactive strategies, so on responding and reacting, we are going to struggle to effectively reduce problem behavior over time because reactive strategies will cause power struggles, which we know. Who wins the power struggle? We've done a lot of podcast episodes on this. And if you've heard me talk for a while, we don't win the power struggle, right? We don't win it. Sorry. If you thought you won the power struggle sometimes, it's not us. It is definitely not us. Maybe the kid, but really no one. No one wins the power struggle. Reactive interventions can cause a power struggle. It can damage rapport. It does not focus on skill building, which has been the focus of this whole episode. Things like, you know, don't do that, or just kind of always reacting and responding are going to be reactive and not productive. We want to focus our interventions on being proactive, preventative, antecedent-based. That's how we will really reduce problem behavior. It feels counterproductive, but you actually prevent problem behavior the most effectively away from problem behavior. You're not going to see this progress at first because you're going to be doing it so slowly that you're not going to realize it's happening. But suddenly there'll be less and less problem behavior because you're going to be preventing it. That's the goal. When we're reacting, it means the problem behavior happened. But when we're preventing, we're getting rid of it. So that's our goal. It's not to be a firefighter. It's to be in prevention mode. So that's the end goal here, is to have preventative interventions, not reactive interventions. So to summarize, the 5 strategies that likely will not work to reduce problem behavior is punishment alone, class-wide policies without exception, not addressing the root issue, not teaching the missing skills, and only using reactive interventions. When we rely on these 5 strategies, we are not going to reduce challenging behaviors. Instead, when we focus on proactive, preventative strategies that address the missing skills and build those up, we can reduce problem behaviors effectively over time.
Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper Podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum. Everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.